The chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, has praised the chief executive of the AME, Alfred Oku van der Pooy, for his commitment and tenacity of purpose to transform Accra into a millennium city. At the launch of the Millennium Investment Forum in Accra, Professor Awuno said if all political leaders would show such commitment, Ghana would have developed better than it is today. Professor Awuno said no investor will invest in slums or in a community that is indisciplined, and called on residents of Accra to support the AME in its activities. Rita Mpabing reports.
Professor Awuno was not happy about the indiscipline that has eaten deep into the fiber of some Ghanaians. He said Accra is the nerve center of Ghana, so it is obligatory for all to endeavor to contribute to make the Millennium City project by the AMA a reality.
We need discipline. Ghanaians have a discipline deficit. As citizens, we are sometimes lawless. We don't respect the rules and regulations that govern our communities, particularly those of us who live in the city. We think that once we move from our rural heartlands and we move into the city, it is a free-for-all. And that is what has characterized Accra. People go to toilet everywhere, urinating everywhere, throwing garbage everywhere. These do not make for a healthy city, and therefore no investor will put his money in a city which has that kind of indiscipline. Lawlessness does not promote community living, and Accra will need to back up.
Professor Awuno said the Better Ghana agenda slogan by the NDC government is not just a political talk, but one which seeks to better the life of Ghanaians. He mentioned that the agenda must be fulfilled, especially at the local levels of development. He said residents of Accra must ensure that the capital meets the city standards like that of Cairo and Johannesburg as designated by the powerful business community.
Accra needs to get this kind of booster to enhance its status. I blame the political leaders themselves. I mean, I remember when the last mayor, Mr. Ajit Blanson, wanted really to do some work in Accra. It is said that his political bosses did not want him to do it because it would cost them an election. I mean, this is nonsense. No nation can move forward if proper rules and regulations are observed. Take the city of London. So if the Labour Party is in power, London should not be kept clean, because when you take people to court for causing a mess in the community, you're going to lose election. It is a mentality which belongs to the Stone Age.
The mayor of Accra, Alfred Oku van der Pooy, enumerated some of the key initiatives carried out by the AMA. He said AMA is ready to welcome proud investors to Accra to help build Ghana.
Our financial institutions must take advantage of this great opportunity to join hands of the district assembly to seek ways to develop our communities. Nobody will do for us what we fail to do for ourselves.
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Hannah Tete, asked the AMA to establish a private policy center to aid its effort to make Accra a millennium city.
If there is any metropolitan assembly in this country that has the potential for building effective public-private partnerships, it is Accra Metropolitan Assembly.
The special envoy and aide to Professor Jeffrey Sachs, Jafat Eiku, asked the business community in Ghana, investors and entrepreneurs, as well as all development-loving people, to join the crusade to build a better Ghana. Rita Ampabin, Radio Ghana, Accra.